dropping the options and dropping the options till finally she taken what I offered her for. And I had to give $10,000 for this over here in front of me, and I give her $10,000 for that. Mm-hmm. I got a pair of platform scales with it. And so I always tell people I give $10,000 for the pair of scales. And they can't open their eyes and get excited, but anyhow, I say, well, the lady threw in 340 acres of land with them.
Yep. Do you have any, like, do you have any names for your land around here that's like, this is the, I mean, your land's not all contiguous. I mean, it's not all the same.
We call this out in front of us a center farm, center place.
Center place.
That was a man that owned it and I bought it from.
Mm-hmm.
And then we call this a Radley farm back here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, like, I'm going to tell my wife I'll be over in a Radley farm in the morning, anybody comes, she knows to send them that way. If I tell her I'm going to be in the center place, well, I'm over that way, see. And that's the way we described it.
Can you tell me, what about the buildings around the farm, around the house?
Well, at first it was, chicken business got pretty strong around here.
Yeah.
And I built, had some children and I helped them, I built them some chicken houses to have chickens in so they could make their own money. And we built this, well, this was a building at another farm, and I just taken it up and moved it over here from a farm down that went broke, and I bought the building. And then I built two or three down here, and then I had a big cattle barn right back out in here. And I destroyed it. And then the chicken business, like I say, was going pretty good. And this, what this fella would come from the north over here, this color, I mean, this, like we call him Yankee. And he knew more than anybody else.
About
everything.
Uh-huh.
Made no difference. Yes. He was supposed to be highly educated and spoke perfect English and everything, and naturally made him feel a little bigger than other people that's raised here. Didn't have no education.
Yeah.
But he went broke, and I bought him out. He spent $50,000 on the place of his money. And then borrowed, well, Dave, when I bought it, he wound up getting $3,000. He borrowed that much, you know, that against it, and was about to lose it to the Federal Land Bank and to the people, at chicken feed people at 20 feet to it.
Yes. About, now that right there is that big long building.
Yes.
What's that?
That was a chicken house at that time when we were in the chicken business.
Yeah.
And so now it's just a storeroom for junk.
Uh-huh. And what's this little house here?
Well, that was one of the last little smokehouses. If you ever heard of a smokehouse on the farm to smoke your meat and stuff.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
And that's one of the first ones that was built after they quit building them with logs.
Really?
Yes. And that was the first thing that's been built, that 50, right after I come here. Mm-hmm. And it was sitting right out here, see, on a well, it didn't have a concrete slab then.
Yeah.
But later along, when we got in the contest with Times-Picayune paper and the Clarion-Ledger paper for better homes,
mm-hmm.
Well, I got into it with New Orleans first with the Times-Picayune paper, me and her did. And so we joined that thing. And won the first year for better homes and rural, you know, better homes. And they come told me I'd won and said to come on to New Orleans and get my prize and things. Well, they give me $150 to buy clothes and things and pay my way over there. Supposed to look decent when we got over there. Of course, we had clothes good enough to go, but they wanted to see that we weren't ashamed to come. And they were awfully nice as God ever created people. Well, then they told me, says, come over there. And they said, now, Mr. Editor of the paper told me, said, we're sorry. So we all got together and said, how could we possibly give this to a Mississippi man the first year?